platform 2 Tango, mobile.
Guten Morgen, Rusty, W2T, N0TR.
Oh, how about good morning? I'm sitting outside my doctor's office, and all they just did another COVID test on me, I'm feeling kind of miserable this morning, so we're going to find out what's happening. I'm sitting here waiting on the results right now.
Well, we just hope they're negative and you got a cold. I just got home a little while ago from the VA. I had a blood test, a routine, and there's a tiny bit of snow about up at Josie's where you turn off of Wade Hampton to take the shortcut over on Old Rutherford Road, I guess it is. But nothing. The roads were good. Well, how's that work? You just pull up there and come out and do it, and then how long does it take?
Well, I had called them earlier this morning because I wasn't feeling worth a flip, so I called them earlier this morning, got an appointment. And they come out and said it takes about 15 minutes for the results to come back, and but they've got a bunch of people out here, and they've got outdoor bays where you can park, pull up. They got a couple of, they got 10 over, and then the other three are all without tents over them. So everybody has to come out into the weather, and it's working like that. So anyway, so I'm just waiting on the results. They did blood work on me and everything this morning, so, and we'll find out what it is.
Got a blood draw and all that stuff. Got an appointment next Tuesday, I guess. But I don't think they drawed enough blood this time. I think they'll have to draw some more Tuesday. But it's just routine. Well, I sure wish you well, Rusty. It's not a thing anybody can do for anybody that's got that. We'll just pray that you don't. We just literally haven't been going out at all. Go to the grocery store. If you go at 8 o'clock in the morning, like to Aldi's, well, there's just a very, very 5 or 6, 8, 10 people there usually. And we stay away from them. And since the kids got back from Florida, we haven't went around them either since last week. And if we do, they wear masks. So it's all you can do is do your best. It's a crapshoot, as Amy says.
N4DJC.
Well, hello, Jerry. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is, and you've got to be exposed to it about 7 days before it shows up, you know, in your system as to whether you've got it or not. So, you know, it's not something like you can get exposed yesterday and have it show up today. It doesn't work that way. Everything I've talked to my doctors and everything about that, and they said, yeah, it takes, 7 to 10 days for it to actually show up in your system. And so that's what it is. But, you know, it's 34 degrees out here. It's cold. W2T. Go ahead, Jerry.
Everything is fine. Good morning, Tom. Hope everything turns out well. I know it's really... I have a couple of places here in town that did. There's one place that I usually go to get a B12 shot. It's just a little thing in a strip mall. They do them as well, and I think they charge for it, and then insurance has to pay it back or something like that. But they call and then they walk out to the car and do it. I think it's a rapid test. I'm not sure. There was somebody in there the other day. They had called and set up something, but it's one of these low profile places that you know, not a normal hospital or anything like that. It's just a diagnostic thing that draws blood and gives vaccinations and that sort of thing. Well, I hope everything does turn out well for you, and good morning, Tom. I hope you're doing well.
Just waiting to see if Rusty had to go, and we'll understand that. Oh, I just snarfed up some biscuits and gravy, homemade biscuits, matter of fact, and gravy and eggs and that Bernice made. And, wow, it was delicious. Yesterday she made some homemade orange sherbet. She wanted to try that. And I'd give it a 9 on a scale of 10. It was really good. Could have been a little more whiny. And she made an angel food cake with Cool Whip icing and pineapple on it. And so even though I didn't get to eat after midnight or anything, I was well equipped. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I'm going to come over and throw rocks at you talking about, I haven't had breakfast yet. I had about an ounce of orange juice to take my pills this morning, and that's about it. So I haven't even had breakfast yet today. And don't know what I'm going to have, because I don't know what I got at home, but unless I have cereal. But that's a possibility. And yet, Jerry, this is my regular doctor's office, and they set you up for these things when, if you don't have a fever or anything, they'll take you inside and see you there. But if, like me, I had a little bit of a fever this morning at home and everything, and they took it here, and I do have a little bit of an elevated fever because mine is strange because my normal temperature right now is about 96.8, has been since I had my cancer treatment 5 years ago. So, mine is not the 98.6 that most people. So when I have a temperature of 99-something, that means I've got a fever. And that and the headache alerted me this morning to come in. I need to call and get in, so I called them and everything else. So, but they have you pull up outside, and they've got these 5-6 parking places out here. Two of them are covered by a tent. The other four or so are just, you pull up in front of a thing that says sick visit bay 3, 4, 5, or 6, and they come out and do everything. I'm just waiting on my doctor's not actually here today, but I've got a physician's assistant here, and she's going to come out and see me here as soon as the results of my test all get back, because they did blood work and everything this morning. So, and I can sit here and read and listen to the radio and start the car every now and again to get warm, and so it's not too bad out here. But a car that pulled in next to me over here, when they pulled in, they had about 2 inches of snow on the hood of their car and about an inch or so on the roof of the car, too. So it's, as they've been sitting here with the engine running, it's been melting off. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, my temperature runs a little low, too. Rusty, mine runs around 97.7, 97.8. When I get up around, I don't start feeling bad until I get up around 99, and that's where I consider a fever for me. I don't know why mine runs low. It's running low like that, but I lost a bunch of weight about 15 years ago, and mine has not run. Mine has never run very high anyway. But I've never had any other kind of treatment, but I've got problems with my thyroid and parathyroid. So, and like I tell people, I said the furnace is not working and the thermostat's broke. But hopefully everything turns out well for you. Of course, there's still other things going around as well, and I was able to avoid my typical bronchitis through the fall of this year, which in spring of this year, which fall this past year, in spring of last year, so I kind of skipped that a little bit. And I think being inside is probably, not getting out amongst the populace, it probably helped me some. Go ahead, Tom.
Thanks for that information. I didn't know it took 7 to 10 days to incubate that stuff. I thought you got it pretty quick. I know my kids went down to get a flu shot at Publix the other day, and they didn't even have a regular flu shot, and that surprised me. And they encourage you to get that, which we've had. But with an airborne virus, it's just impossible to avoid it if you happen to be a little unlucky. And so far, we've been lucky, I guess. And tried to avoid it. It's funny, Rusty, they made me take off my mask with that filter in it that Bernice makes, like you got, and put on one of those stupid paper things. And I told them, I said, mine's like M95 in comparison to your paper. Well, don't matter. What the government says, you put this one on or you don't go in. I said, oh, no problem. But they really are critical and space you out. And there was hardly anybody in that whole Greenville clinic this morning. This is NZOTR. Go ahead, Rusty.
Kind of right now out here, there's like There's about four or five cars out here. And, of course, I know there are people going inside for other things that are, you know, but if you got possibility of something, they bring you out here. But, of course, they doing blood work on me. And what's really been bugging me is I got my second half of my shingle shot on Tuesday. And my arm has been sore and feverish and everything. It got real bad Tuesday night into Wednesday. And, I mean, it was just my arm is still sore this morning on that left arm. And, of course, that's the one they decided to get blood out of because of where I'm sitting at the outside here and all. But, I found out it's not one of those instant things. It's, you know, it's like the flu. Flu, you can be around people with the flu, and it's not going to catch, you're not going to really get it for 4 or 5 days or something like that. But, you know, and the same with the COVID. It's not a instant, you know, you're around someone today and tomorrow, you've got it. It's got to incubate in your system. So, and it does, and it eventually shows up. And like I said, I've been lucky. I had 3 tests back in September, 2 up here in South Carolina, and then 1 in Florida before they did the surgery on me for my gallbladder removal. And I had never had it. So I'm hoping that's the same thing that comes back today. And they just tell me I've got something else because, like I said, they took blood and everything to work that too. So, you know, I may have some strep throat or something. I don't have a really sore throat, and that's, you know, and I don't have a real cough. So, don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. WU2T, go ahead, Jerry.
Second shingle shot could be. That could be it, to be frank with you. My wife and I have both had both of the, you know, shingle shots, you know, the 2-part deal. And I can't remember which one, but they were extremely painful. I did run a fever, you know, a day or two afterwards, at least my version of a fever, low grade. And my doctor said, you know, said those antibodies, you know, because it's basically a antibody, immune system booster. And said it will make it painful. And he said, actually, he said those antibodies it has in it. He said, you know, he said if you've got a lot of them in it, even the flu shot would be very painful. And my wife had a terrible time with one of hers. I don't remember if it was the first shingle shot. It might have been a pneumonia shot, but I've had both the shingles and both the pneumonia vaccines now. And those 4 shots, if just depending on, you know, the day of the week, sometimes it seems like to me I can get a shot like that. And it just, I don't know whether it's the preservatives they have in those things that make it go wacky or what, but sometimes it can be really painful, and other times not at all. But I know the first one I had, my arm hurt for a week at least.
Yeah, I'd say you're having a reaction to that shot, Rusty. I did a little bit, and it wasn't pleasant, I can tell you that. Well, I sent you something to help you out with your hunger, though, Rusty. This is NZTR.
I'm sure you did, and, you know, since I'm sitting out here in the car, I don't know that it's going to help me anything at all. And I'll probably see it on my computer when I get home or something, but, I gotta find me something for breakfast. I may go by the Hardee's up here and get me a gravy biscuit to take home with me. I don't know. I just gotta wait and see. Like I said, I've been sitting out here, and my appointment was for 9:30, and they were out here to see me right around that time. And it's now 10:22, so I mean, I'm gonna buzz them in a minute and see. You know, what they're waiting on is for the nurse practitioner or the physician's assistant to get through so she can come out and see me, and that's the way they do it. And they're probably busy inside since she's having to do everything that her and her staff are having to take care of everything the doctor would normally do, and he's off today. So, you know, but and I keep telling them he's off all the time. Anyway, go ahead, Jerry.
I know I had to go to Easley yesterday to see my implant specialist. He's I'm finished up, and he was just doing a check after I had everything done and back in, get everything in place, and back in around June or July of this past year. and everything looked okay. But he told me he was getting his COVID vaccine last night. And I tell you, the dental thing, you know, I haven't been a lot this past, and my Lord did a good bit in 2019, but I hadn't had a lot done this past year, really. But the dental people have been they're really strict about it. They don't let one person in at a time. They disinfect everything. They made me yesterday, I had a mask on, I had gloves, made me take my gloves off and disinfect my hands. And I usually carry an extra mask with me because once I take it off, I don't put the same one back on again. And my wife has made some several times we're talking about with Bernice, and it's got a little extra filter in it, and it does help. And, I'm not a big believer in the paper mask. The surgical masks are basically for the protection of your blood and that sort of thing. At least that's what my nephew's a fourth-year resident at one of the hospitals in Atlanta now, and he said those things are just protect you, get bloodborne type stuff, keep from splattering stuff on you. He said the good ones, he said, we use those when we're around potential COVID patients.
It's down around 10 microns, I think, and airborne particles can be smaller than that, Ariel said, like 3 or 4 microns, but we'll just pray that they keep on working. Well, I sent you a text, Rusty. I thought it'd make your hunger pains go away, but I got to run over here and sit down for a minute and take the rest of my pills, and I'll talk to you guys later. Good luck, Rusty. And Jerry, nice to hear you this morning. W2T0TR73.
Got your text with that picture. Jerry, if you're close to him, go over and slap him a couple of times for me. He just sent me a picture of that breakfast he had this morning. And, oh, geez. Talk about cruel and unusual punishment. Go ahead, Jerry. Talk to you later, Tom. W2T. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, that was a little cold even for me, but I thought it'd warm you up a little bit out there, Rusty, and my biscuits and gravy. Bernice says hi. N0GR.
Tom is a cruel man if he does that to you, Rusty. I had a little bit of breakfast this morning, but I'm ready to throw something at him, too, after hearing about that banquet he had for breakfast this morning. But, I think it's probably, or at least we're hoping and praying it's just a reaction to that shot. That sounds very much like what the kind of reaction we had. And it does make a little bit of difference about your general health sometimes, but it's hard to tell with everything, all this, it could be anything, but hopefully it's not anything, something just, hopefully it's not the COVID thing, but, I think the mask actually reduce some of the exposure. I mean, if you, at least that's some theories that have been floated around, that it, if it reduces your exposure, you may have asymptomatic and have a lighter case of it. And it's basically like the old flu vaccines used to. They give you a small dose of the virus, and then it immunizes you against the worst things on it. And maybe the waste of the mask for it, but I just don't take a chance on it. I'm too old. I'm too old not to want to hang around a little while longer.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean here. I hope it's soon. I'm not going to get a gravy biscuit from Hardee's because it's already too late for that. They start serving breakfast at 10:30, and it's about that right now. So, yeah, I mean, Hardee's and McDonald's, all of them stopped serving breakfast all day, and that makes it hard. But, it is what it is. And I'll see here. I'm going to make a call inside and see if the doctor forgot I was out here. And see if they're going to be out and see me soon. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Jerry. You have a good one, and we'll catch up to you later. 73's W2T clear.
So just touch back. Let us know how you did. I'll be listening downstairs, and let us know how everything goes. But, McDonald's serves most of their breakfast items all day long. At least they they did before this COVID thing hit. So it's a possibility you may be able to get something that. Of course, Bojangles serves it all day long, too. Well, listen, you know, best wishes to you. And you know, like I said, hopefully everything works out fine. W-U-2-T, N4DJC, clear.